That's music from Next Wifey, 100.3 Cincy's R&B station, home of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, Don Juan for show, the People's Champ. And I have the honor of speaking with Renee Harris, our 100.3 Cincy's R&B station at Walker Funeral Home, pillar of the community for this month. Miss Renee, you're the president and CEO of the Health Gap. First of all, I wanted to say congrats on your virtual health expo this year. Welcome you and Dr. Walker to the show. How's it going?
First of all, I just want to say thank you to Walker Funeral Home and Dr. Walker for this honor. You know, we are all doing our part, and I feel that I'm doing my part, and I thank God that I have the ability to work with those incredible partners across our community to really address our needs and how we must work to save us during this time.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you tell us, how does it feel to be named Pillar of the Community?
Wow, it's very humbling. I get up every morning and I'm like, what can I do to do the things that I think will make all of our lives better? And so, you know, I'm just grateful to God for giving me the ability to wake up each morning and work together to keep moving forward and working to equip us with all the tools and information we need to make the choices that are going to help save our lives.
Amen to that. And Ms. Harris, your resume is so impressive. I mean, I'll just name a few. UC Health MLK Humanitarian Award winner 2021, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's COVID-19 Minority Strike Force, Chaired Health and All Policy Development City of Cincinnati, Black Women's Health Movement, Mount St. Joseph Health and Wellness Advisory Board, Hamilton County Oral Health Coalition, Governor DeWine's Recovery Health Minority Health Working Group, you got Health Collaborative Community Adversary Board, Gen H Steering Committee, Baptist Ministers Conference Community Outreach Award, Ebony Magazine 50 Leaders of the Future 1995, the Cincinnati Herald Nefertiti Award winner. That's just to name a few. There's more. What made you care to help our people so much and sit on so many boards?
I would have to thank my mother, my hero, who passed last year. She, you know, just instilled in all of us, you know, that if we're not a part of the solution, that we need to get out the way. And so I'm just grateful for that service spirit that she gave me, and that I'm working my hardest to live through and live up to and work towards every day. I don't know, that was the example I had. So I give all honor to her.
Yeah, I mean, again, just honored to even to honor you. So, with all your accolades, what's next? What's your future plans? What do you look to do? What do you look to do next?
Well, we have a lot of work yet to be done. Health disparities have become a conversation for all of us in the country as a result of the pandemic. But that reality is one that we have lived for over 400 years. And so, all of our partners, all of the people across this community and this country, for us to make sure that health disparities and reducing the inequities that persist in so many areas of our lives to be changed. And any way that God can have me involved in that solution and those processes towards that solution, I want to be a part of.
That's wonderful. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Ms. Renee Harris, we appreciate you and thank you for all you do in the community. And 100.3 Cincy's R&B station at Walker Funeral Home want to thank you for being a pillar in our community. And thank you for all that you do.